May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of God, amen. That begins a letter, and the letter goes on to say, we, Benjamin Bosworth Smith, by the grace of God, Bishop of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the state of Kentucky, having been invited by the rector, wardens, and vestry of the Episcopal Church in the town of Versailles, in the state aforesaid, to consecrate this church, erected to the honour of the Divine Majesty, and having received a deed of gift of said church, with all its fixtures, furniture, and other conveniences for the more orderly celebration of divine worship and administration of the holy sacraments, do hereby set apart and consecrate this church by the name and title of St. John's Church. The letter goes on to say how this place will be a hallowed place of worship. The letter is dated May the 10th, 1854, signed by the Right Reverend B.B. Smith, Bishop of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the state of Kentucky. That letter is in the first register of St. John's Church. And as you go through that register, it goes on to tell of all kinds of wonderful stuff that happened in and from St. John's. St. John's was the founder of the Episcopal churches in Georgetown and Harrodsburg. In the life of the parish, it seems that most marriages of people took place in their homes and not in the churches. It seems that many infants died, and only a few people made it to the age of 70, and even less people made it to the age of 80. On February the 29th, 1868, the Reverend John Venable, this plaque is in honor of, officiated at a funeral of a lady called Cassie. She was the wife of John Oliver. And I quote the register, it says, the colored Baptist preacher. Cassie was buried in the Colored People's Cemetery in Versailles. Back then in 1868, St. John's had a deep sense of mission. And St. John's was publicly pastoral to those who were deemed by society as different. St. John's has always been what a community of faith is called to be. But there's become a question just recently of to which St. John are we dedicated to? On our banner in the hallway, and by the name of our newsletter, Eagle's Wings, it leads us to believe that we are dedicated to St. John the Evangelist. However, the emblems on our needlepoint, both at the priest's kneeler and in the St. Mary's Chapel, are the emblems of the Maltese cross, which is designated to St. John the Baptist. Wow, we might have two Baptist churches, one next door to each other. St. John's has always been what a community of faith is called to be. And I have a t-shirt that was made many, many years ago that was given to me. And on this t-shirt is the Maltese cross with the word St. John's Versailles. Back in 1963, our bishop was a man called Bishop Moody. And his wife, Mrs. Moody, started a needlepoint project for the cathedral domain. The banner for St. John's Versailles was the Maltese cross. symbol of John the Baptist. Now, the banner at St. John's Corbin was the eagle, the evangelist. The first banner made for St. John's Versailles was the Maltese cross. But this was changed sometime in the 90s to the eagle. So here we are, St. John's Church, that has a dual symbolism with no patron saint. You know, those darn founders of this church, when they formed it, okay, it was at a time of the year when the closest St. John's festival in the calendar was St. John Baptist, yesterday, June 24th. But those darn founders of St. John's simply called it St. John's. And they weren't clear as to which St. John we should be dedicated to. But maybe, just maybe, who we are dedicated to isn't important. But the significance of what they did in pointing us to Christ may be what is important. The banner of St. John the Baptist, the first banner of St. John's here, had a white Maltese cross on a black background. The Maltese cross is made up of four spearheads, all touching at the middle. It gives it 8 outer points. And those 8 outer points are symbolic of regeneration through baptism. That's why the cross has become the symbol of St. John Baptist. The white cross on the banner signifies purity of heart, innocence of souls, holiness of life. The black background it's on indicates sin, what we call the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, those of you that remember the 1928 prayer book baptism service, that was one of the things we renounced. We renounced sin. The world, the flesh, and the devil. The white spearheads on the black background are symbolic of our victory as Christians over evil and over death. The words St. John's were embroidered in red, reminders of the martyrdom of John the Baptist. And Versailles was written in gold, to tell of the divinity of Christ that John foretold. Now, the eagle of St. John Evangelist is given because of the eagle's sharp eyesight. And the high flight of the eagle symbolizes John's insight into heavenly mysteries. You know, it's often been thought that we have an eagle lectern because we are St. John the Evangelist. Now, there are many churches not dedicated to St. John Evangelist that have an eagle lectern. Because it is from the lectern that scriptures are read and we are imparted scriptural truths. So who are we dedicated to? The truth is, I don't know. What I do know is this though. St. John the Baptist pointed us to Christ. St. John the Evangelist lived with and told us of the Christ. So maybe at St. John's we can embrace both St. John's, as each of them draws us more deeply into what Christ came for to this world, who Christ was for this world, and what Christ did for this world and for God's children. So today, June 25th, I welcome you to the very first celebration of the festival of St. John the Baptist, one of the saints who we may be named after. May we always, by his example, continue to draw others into a deeper faith and the love of the one that John the Baptist proclaimed and indeed came into the world, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.